This is Dr. Yolanda dictating a report on patient May Cuthbert, C-U-T-H-B-E-R-T, first name M-A-E. Date of the intervention is 1/24. Nupegra, we have concern, colon quadriparesis, secondary to cervical myelopathy. Nupegra, history, colon, patient is a 60-year-old female last seen by me in the office in November who has been participating in outpatient physical and occupational therapy here at Inova Mount Vernon Hospital, period. The patient is status post cervical spinal cord decompression in November 2011 with Buzelton quadriparesis, greater through the right side with spasticity, period. In addition, comma, the patient has recently been diagnosed with lymphoma and is following with both pulmonary medicine and hematology oncology, period. The patient reports that her most recent chest x-ray showed, quote, no change, close quote, period. The patient is making some very nice progress in her outpatient therapy program, which is currently just physical therapy, period. She's had assessment for her wheelchair and cushion and is in a loaner wheelchair, comma, awaiting her final chair, period. This current chair has a J-back, J-A-Y, and or a semicolon, however, comma, she is being pushed forward by this J-back in the Lona chair and is not having adequate thigh support, period. The cushion in this current Lona chair is also not long enough, comma, again, with inadequate thigh support, period. The patient is hopeful that when she has her new wheelchair set up that this will improve, period. She does use Xanaflex and intermittently has spasticity in the lower extremities, period. She is actually doing fairly well with transfers, with generally supervision and maybe some assist for manipulating the armrests of the wheelchair, period. The patient can propel her wheelchair for short distances, period. She's also doing some work with the Swedish walker and a right AFO in physical therapy, period. The patient reports that her husband is still adjusting to the patient's altered physical status and sounds like he's having difficulty adjusting to it, period. The patient follows with Dr. Eberle, but would like to have a physician somewhat closer to her home nearby in Alexandria, period. New paragraph, on exam today, the patient's posture is significantly improved and much less kyphotic and tilting toward the side, period. Her shoulders are level and she is making an effort to keep upright, including keeping her neck and hips straight, period. She has functional, active range throughout in the left upper extremity with a good grasp, period. In the right upper extremity, the patient has 50% range at the shoulder, but is able to touch her mouth with her hand, though she has a tendency to keep her hand in a flexed position, period. The forearm and hand flexors are fairly tight, period. The patient is able to be brought almost to neutral passively at the hand, period. In the lower extremities, the patient has some mild edema bilaterally, period. She has actually normal tone as opposed to high tone in the lower extremities with passive ranging, period. The patient has some active left hip flexion and knee flexion, but is unable to get adequate knee extension or ankle dorsiflexion. Period. On the right side, the patient has trace movement only, period. Period. New progress, impression, 60-year-old female, now just over 1 year status post cervical decompression for cervical myelopathy, now with quadriparesis, semicolon, newly diagnosed lymphoma, new paragraph, recommendation, colon. The patient will be continuing with her neuro-PT program and will add neuro-OT, period. I would like to focus on the right upper extremity functioning, and since the patient tells me that she's been given approval from hematology oncology for electrical stimulation, we may try some E-stim to the right forearm, wrist, and hand extensors, period. Next number. Patient will need to have some attention to adequate support for her thighs, even though she is still waiting for her final chair, period. I will be talking to NeuroPT about this. Next number, the patient may, again, can be trialed on electrical stimulation and possibly BioNeph for the right lower extremity. Next number. Consideration for, or period. Next number, I will be seeing the patient during therapy in the next several weeks. Thank you so much. Please send a copy to Dr. Adawi, Dr. Caffey, C-A-F-F-E-Y, and Dr. Everly.